Chapter 3 Sacred Mirrors. How the Christian View of Humanity is the Most Optimistic. One of my favorite destinations on social media is the Instagram account called Humans of New York. Every day, random people on the streets of New York City are profiled, typically with a quote or two from them that gives a glimpse into their life story. What I love about it is how human it makes those strangers seem. Their stories help us see beyond stereotypes and preconceived notions. The kid in baggy jeans and grimy tank top we might try to avoid on the sidewalk is coming home from the landscaping job he's working to put himself through law school. The tired woman on the bus who smells a little funny has been working two jobs in fast food places throughout the week to provide for her disabled husband. It is not an understatement to say that these profiles help us judge more slowly and think the best more quickly. Everybody has a story. And learning these stories helps us see the way God is working in the world and the way God is calling out to humanity to understand His care and concern for them. On the flip side of Humans of New York is another social media account I follow, a page on Facebook dedicated to criminal updates in the second largest city in the state I used to live in, Rutland, Vermont. The anonymous administrator of the page keeps an ear connected to the police scanner and relies on tips from subscribers on the streets to help post regularly on arrests, citations, and court verdicts. Now, Vermont has an interesting reputation as being one of the most liberal states in the nation. It was one of the first to legalize gay marriage. Those who have more recently moved to the state tend to pride themselves on their tolerance. Those who are natives of the state tend to very much fall into the live-and-let-live school of societal thought. Vermont is a very peaceful place, a very nice place. But you wouldn't know this if you follow this Rutland criminal spotlight page. Drug arrest after drug arrest, within which might be 100 different stories affecting parents and children and friends and others, get summed up quite tidily in little judgmental bows. The tolerant folk of Vermont on this page left comments like these after a recent update. "We should shoot this human garbage. Kill all these addicts. It's the only way to save the state. What a piece of blank." Don't sound very tolerant, do they? Now, of course, I know these sorts of comments are par for the internet course. There is a reason there is another social media account on Twitter called Don't Read the Comments. And while I am angry about what heroin is doing to Vermont and other states,